This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Mark Lang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
Clearly stating now that this action of endangerment ruling by the EPA, which would now grant EPA regulatory authority under the Clean Air Act for the regulation of greenhouse gases, could be extremely damaging to the interests of U.S. agriculture and brings in a new regulatory agency into the agricultural arena if USDA were to exercise such authority.
Cut two. Coming in three, two, one.
Again, Senator Lincoln's strong support of agriculture and her understanding of farm operations in the Mid-South make her an extraordinary speaker and defender of U.S. agriculture, and in particular, the Sun Belt crops.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
We know that Senator Lincoln and Senator Cochran were working hard in the last Congress to bring disaster relief to much of the Mid-South that had suffered such a disastrous harvest period, and we're looking forward to working with the Senator again to find support for a disaster program that could be implemented quickly and bring some much-needed relief to many in the Mid-South and the Southeast.